pursuit racing is exciting because, well, on Saturday, it is the classic leg. So skiers will ski the diagonal stride technique on a track set course, and we'll launch skiers every 15 seconds. And then the Sunday 11-kilometer leg is a freestyle. So most of the skiers will be skate skiers, and we will have one track set for those who want a classic ski on Sunday, but there'll be a skate lane alongside. And the start time for the racers on Sunday is determined by their Saturday finish time. So if you beat me by 3 minutes on Saturday, you get a 3-minute head start on Sunday, and I pursue you. And if I can catch up to you and pass you, I know that I've beat you, and then I'm pursuing the next skier who's in front of you. And so it's the first skier across the finish line is the fastest skier on Sunday.
I think, you know, most people ski for the simple enjoyment, but this is sounds kind of competitive.
It is. We will have some what I'll call elite skiers who are very serious competitors. We'll have a lot of recreational skiers as well. Both of the legs of the race are 11 kilometers, which is not a long cross-country race. And so we'll have some first-time racers and some recreational skiers. And when you register for the race, you self-nominate whether you're an expert, an intermediate, or a novice. And so we'll launch the expert skiers first and the novice skiers last so that we minimize the, I'll say, traffic on the trail.
Mm-hmm. And it's open for anyone who has apparently any ability, right?
It is. And this year we've added a 5K race on Saturday. We're calling it the Claire de Lune 5K Classic Tour, and it's really designed for recreational skiers and kids, first-time racers. It's a shorter race, and we'll launch it right after the pursuit racers take off on Saturday, and like I say, it's a shorter race for the community and for people who maybe aren't nearly as competitive as the pursuit racers.
And there are awards, right?
There are. We're having our awards ceremony on Sunday afternoon at the historic Mercer Community Center. And so there'll be awards for age categories and gender for the folks that are the fastest.
Talk about the history of the event.
There were pursuit races in Mercer between 10 and 20 years ago, and then they stopped doing them. Stormy Cromer Pursuit and the Iron County Pursuit were both held in Mercer at the Mecca Trails early in January. And then Ironwood launched the Sisu Ski Fest about 10 years ago. So last year, we brought pursuit racing back to Mercer. One other element is that if you're a skate skier and you don't stride and you don't diagonal stride anymore, we are encouraging two-person teams. So if you've got a friend who's a strider and you're a skater or vice versa, the strider can ski the Saturday leg and the skater can ski the Sunday leg.